Well, thank you very much, Tom. This is a very prestigious award, and I'm very moved and honored to receive it, and actually a little intimidated that when I think of the long list of very talented people who have received this previously, and those of you in the audience who are even more deserving, it's very humbling. Although I do look forward to bringing it home and showing my mother-in-law, because I'm not sure she knew that I was high octane. So, just a thought that comes to mind thinking about the things that Tom said in the introductory. Earlier this month, we had a board meeting of the National Corn Growers in St. Louis. And we took an afternoon to take a field trip to visit Lock and Dam 26, which is, if you're aware, one of the locks on the Mississippi River, one of the newer locks. It has the 1,200-foot channel, and I say newer even though it's 20 years old. But it was interesting to look. The river was at flood stage, and there were all kinds of things floating in the river. It was dark and dirty. There were refrigerators and garbage cans and cars and logs and lots of things had been picked up from the flood. We went inside and watched a very good movie in the museum part, and it showed the origins of the Mississippi River. And it starts up in Lake Itasca up in northern Minnesota, and it's very narrow, clean, pure. The water's crystal clear. You can wade across it and not even get up to your knee deep. And what a contrast between the two. And I was thinking about this industry. Most of us started in this industry and believe in it because of some very clean, pure, and pristine principles. For me, it's three things. It's the economy. It's to take some of the billions of dollars that get shipped overseas and turn those back into our economy and build jobs, particularly jobs in rural America, and add to our GDP and our tax base. The second is the environment, trying to bring the reality of a clean, renewable energy source here to the United States, reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And the third would be national security. Bring home those men and women that are supporting us overseas, trying to keep that flow of oil coming in here, and plug that big hole we have in our national defense. Those are things that nobody should be able to argue about, and that's what this industry is based on. And yet, as this industry has grown, it's washed up against vested self-interest and political cronyism, and we've picked up a lot of debris and unwanted baggage and garbage that have been thrown on top of us. And so to the external person looking at this industry, it looks like the Mississippi River in St. Louis. It looks different than it really is. And I think our challenge is to tell that story of the clean, pristine nature of why we're doing this, what it means, because you can't argue with that. This is an impressive gathering here. I'm impressed with the trade show. I gather a lot of energy and enthusiasm. You can see how entrenched this industry is and how much it's grown. Who would have thought 4 or 5 years ago we'd be exporting ethanol to Brazil? What a contrast. I think we have a bright future. We're going to go through these up and down cycles. I think because of the technology and the innovation and the energy that's in this room, this industry will be a success. And I'm, again, very honored to receive this and honored to be part of this industry and work with you, and I thank you very much.